lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I'm thrilled that you're here. And today, I want to talk to you about the topic of brazen impudence. Brazen impudence was the title of a lecture given by Neville Goddard in September of 1968. And I want to read to you the first line of this lecture, and then I want us to talk about what brazen impudence means. So the first line is, a new idea will not become part of your currency thought until it has been repeated over and over and you begin to live by it. I missed a word on that first reading, so I'm going to go ahead and just read it again. A new idea will not become part of your common currency of thought until it has been repeated over and over and you begin to live by it. So here we're seeing Neville Goddard kind of suggest robotic affirmations is what I'm hearing from that, right? That you are affirmations in general, maybe visualizing in general, maybe inner conversations in general. But he's really saying you have to do this over and over again, because if you don't, your subconscious mind won't absorb it, right? So like we have thoughts that we think pretty routinely, because they just are a part of our memory or a part of our life. And so because we think those thoughts over and over again, those are part of our, what he calls here, a common currency of thought, right? Those thoughts are really accessible to you. They're how you explain the world to yourself. Now, if you want to see something different in your 3D reality, remember your focus, these thoughts that you're thinking over and over again, that's what's reflecting out in the world and what you're seeing. And so you need to change, you need to deliberately select a new thought about something and then repeat it over and over again in your mind and to then see it reflected out. So brazen impudence, which I said is the title of this lecture, it means not taking no for an answer, even when your 3D reality is seemingly saying no because what you want isn't there. And so you still persist in your thought, in your internal world, as though you have what you want, and that's brazen impudence, because you don't see the evidence of it. So you're brazenly saying like, no, I'm not taking no for an answer. So Neville Goddard in this lecture says that you should not take no for an answer. You need to adjust your thinking. So that's right. You're going to deliberately adjust your thinking away from what you would naturally think because of what the 3D world is showing you, and choose the thought you want to have. So let's just talk for a minute about a practical example of how to do this. So let's use a specific person example, because I know those are very popular. Let's say that your specific person isn't currently talking to you. You're in no contact. You could just repeat an affirmation to yourself. You know, my specific person loves talking to me. I love how we're connecting. I love how we always hear from each other really regularly. I love talking to my specific person. And you're just going to say something like that and change your thoughts about it, instead of like checking your phone and being like, oh, I haven't heard from him or her or them. And that's what you want to do, is you want to deliberately select that thought. Now, you're not going to text them a bunch of times and blow up their phone in 3D, you're just going to connect with the thoughts that you would have if they were blowing up your phone. That's what you want to do. That's what you're just changing your mind. You're changing your internal world. And you're not taking no for an answer. You're not taking the no text messages as a sign or an answer that you're not getting them. You're going to still think the thoughts that you would have. And you're just going to persist in that. You're just going to keep going. Let's do a money example. Let's say it's the end of the month and you have very little money, and you're going to try to connect with thoughts that you would have as if your bank account was full and you feel really abundant. And so it's kind of a subtle shift. I mean, you're just shifting your feelings on your inside. Now, that doesn't mean that you take your credit card and buy a bunch of stuff that you don't currently need to buy. That's not making yourself feel rich, right? What you need to do is just shift the thoughts in your mind to feel abundant, to feel as if, you know what, you could buy that. You can buy that. you will buy that if there's something that you want to buy, or if there's some sort of luxury vacation that you want to take or something like that. You just want to shift the feeling inside of yourself from what your 3D reality is telling you is true to what you know is true, because you're probably used to thinking thoughts that reflect what reality is showing you. Like, you know, your person's not texting you, the money's not in the bank, or whatever it is. Now, you don't live from that place. Like, when you're interacting with the 3D world, you don't live from that place. You're just changing your thoughts about it, and you're persisting in those new thoughts and shifting your feelings inside of you, and they show up in 3D reality. Your specific person texts you. You win a lottery ticket or something like that, or some way money comes into your life that you weren't expecting. Because you've shifted internally. That's how it works. So thank you so much for listening. I'm thrilled that you did, and I hope to hear from you soon, and may you manifest exactly what you want.